Hey everybody, my name is Connor Lemons and welcome back into LGHL Uncut, where we bring you unfiltered, uncut audio from Ohio State press conferences and other media availability. Today we have media from Ohio State's 96-59 victory over the St. Francis PA Red Flash at the Schottenstein Center, one of the poorer first halves of basketball that the Buckeyes have played this season, letting the St. Francis Red Flash shoot nearly 60% in the first half. And that is a KenPom number 331 team, so a very bad team and a very poor defensive effort from the Buckeyes in the first half. However, after the halftime break, Ohio State came back out, outscored St. Francis 52-23 in the second half, and ended up winning this ball game by, if my math is correct, 37 points. Nine different Buckeyes had at least 5 points. Bryce Sensabaugh quietly had 15 points to lead the team, but like I said, a bunch of other contributors, Tanner Holden, Bruce Thornton had 13, really up and down the whole scorecard. You had everybody chipping in, including Felix Okpara, who had his first career double-double with 10 points and 11 rebounds. Which, speaking of Felix, after the game, we got to speak to Mr. Double-Double himself, Felix Okpara, as well as Tanner Holden and Chris Holtman about the victory. So without further ado, let's get you right into the media room and hear from the head coach and two players about Saturday afternoon's win.
Guys, it was, I think, 53-43 a couple minutes in the second half, and then you didn't allow a field goal for a good while. What enabled you to finally put them away? What was the challenge today of blowing this one open like you did?
Just sticking to our principles, coach, all the coaching staff, you know, they work with us, they tell us all the principles defensively. I think that first half we kind of shied away from that. So I think that was kind of what let that deficit kind of go get closer and closer. So I think overall we just played together. We stuck to our principles and really dominated effort plays. You know, it's a big thing that we try to do. So I think overall we just kind of really stuck together and played defense how we know to.
Felix, what was more fun for you, hitting a three-pointer or slamming down the alley-oop or blocking a couple of shots?
Man, it's a three-pointer for me. I dunk every day, so you know dunking is kind of gets old, you know, at a time. So my first three-pointer college basketball, so I'm really excited.
As a six players in double digits scoring wise for you today, four freshmen in double digits. So how fun is it, and how much does it open up, you know, things for the whole team when that many different guys are getting involved?
Man, it just makes our bench more wider, you know. We have more guys coming up from the bench, you know, and putting up points, you know, and helping the team out.
Felix, how much is Zed teaching you how to shoot those threes?
He's been teaching me a lot. We've been working out a lot together, you know. So we do our skills together. So, you know, you guys are really competitive when we shoot.
In serious note, how much do you work on that outside game? Because he didn't start that way, but he started to work on it. How much are you trying to expand outwards at this point in your career?
We work on it every day, you know. Every time we get a time to get in the gym, you know, with the coaches. I give them credit to the coaches, you know. They started working it early with me, you know, trying to build my game up.
Tanner, how's it been for you, man? New experience and good to see you again.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a different transition for me. So I think overall, you know, just playing my role, Coach Holman's done a great job of keeping us all engaged. In practice, we all work hard, we all compete. And this team's really deep. You know, we got a lot of freshmen competing for spots and a lot of freshmen who can play. So I think that just makes our team deeper. I think overall, we have a lot of versatility. You know, that's one thing I think everyone who's came up here has said. So I know, you know, I think that we can play with anybody. I think overall, like, we're just a very, very solid team in all facets of the game.
Felix, you've played a decent amount this season, but I don't think you've been that involved in the offense in any game so far. Other than, you know, bringing energy off the bench, what do you think you're bringing to the team when you're checking in usually for Zed?
Defense. That's why I check in, you know. Try to get more defensive rebound, crash the glass on the offense side. And for me, scoring right now is a bonus, you know. I like to do the little stuff like, you know, set screens, you know, dive on the floor, you know, and mainly just defense.
And I know you guys aren't counting stats. You have no idea what your stats are while you're playing, but when you were 3 points away from the first ever double-double, was that shot ran for you, or did you just kind of end up in that spot and you're like, I have it, I'm just going to take it?
Nah, they ran the play for me. because I was open like 3-4 times, and I told Deeves, you know, I'm open. He's like, I got you, you know, you might do up the play.
Felix, what's the biggest difference for you right now compared to the opener in a game like this?
I would say I've gotten really comfortable, you know, playing and playing with more intensity and playing Philly.
And then Tanner, I mean, this team shot 13 three-pointers today. They made 13. For you guys, having only made 3 at Duke, having some troubles with three-point shot this year, how important was a performance like this today?
It was good, you know, coming off Duke, I think overall we knew we should have won that game. We really stuck through it. We just couldn't get over the hump of 4 to 5 points, I think. Couldn't get it close in a 2-possession game. So, you know, we came back after that, after the flight, watched film, really buckled down. We practiced hard, really worked on us. And I think overall, you know, this gives guys confidence. I think overall, you know, going into Big Ten play, this is whenever things really start to get real. So I think overall, like, it's just a good booster for us. I think, you know, guys came off the bench, shot the ball well. Sean shot the ball well. Overall, I think we just played our game. I think that's definitely a big thing that we can carry over into the Big Ten play.
Tanner, the last 4 games, Maui and Duke, it had been a little bit more of a struggle for you to get to the rim and do some of the things that you've done so well in your career. What has it been like adapting to this level and seeing some of that firsthand as opposed to, you know, seeing it on film and preparing for it?
Yeah, I think overall it's been humbling, like, just to really struggle. I think that's, like, in the craziest way. Like, it's been good just to kind of know that everything's not great, everything's not going to work out how I want it. And I think that helps my game expand because I need to try and affect the game in a different way. You know, scoring's not always going to be something that I'm going to do. You know, maybe on the defensive side, offensive side, maybe from the bench, just waving a towel. So I think overall, like, just being able to adapt to that role that I had last year and changing it and just trying to be the best teammate I can be, I think overall that'll be a huge thing that we need.
I know Chris Holman just said that he expects your learning curve to be somewhat similar to the freshmen, that you're all kind of adapting to this level at the same time. What is that like to be a veteran but also kind of on a similar path to some guys that you have a few years on?
Yeah, I think it's always different. I think the biggest learning curve that I've had has been just the system. I think, you know, the basketball side of it, like, that's fine. But I think the terminology of different schools, you know, that's always changing. You know, how they want to run their defense, the offensive plays, I think that's the biggest learning curve. I think overall, you know, just going out and playing, like, that's not hard. I think all of us can do that. So I think overall, just the terminology, I think that's the big thing. And I think, you know, just getting used to the coaches, getting used to my teammates. You know, we did a good job of that this summer, just kind of being around each other all the time. I think the Bahamas was a great trip for us, just camaraderie-wise. So I think that's definitely a big thing.
One last question.
Felix, defensively as a team, you just said how, like, you think that's what you provide. You had, as a team, some ups and downs defensively this season. Where do you think you guys are as a unit, and how much more potential is there for this team to improve defensively?
There's definitely potential. You know, we gotta be together when we're on the floor in defense. We gotta talk more, and we gotta play with intensity. You know, and we gotta play rough. I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes we come out and we let them punch us in the face first. But I feel like when we start up the game, we gotta start up strong, you know, and match the intensity.
All right, thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
I did almost lose my voice last night rooting for the Utes. So that was it was a fun night, fun couple hours to get away from prep and to watch that game and pull hard for Utah. So I'm excited about what's next for our football guys. I really am. So listen, today was a good second half. I did not think we were nearly as good as we needed to be in the first half, but our guys responded and played well. Give St. Francis credit. I thought they did some things to expose us in the first half, and we need to get some rest and obviously prepare for a big week.
Yeah, Felix mentioned how sometimes he feels like you guys are maybe waiting to get punched in the mouth a little bit and then responding in terms of physicality. Is that what you're seeing a little bit, and how can you come out faster in that regard?
No, I don't know if that's a pattern or not. You know, I'd have to go back and look at it. I think some of that is human nature that you got to fight, and I just didn't think that we were playing hard enough in the first half, and some of that can be blamed on fatigue. But I think more than anything, we just weren't playing hard enough.
And then, how important can a game like this be going to Big Ten play, getting back on track at home?
Well, you know, I think any coach will tell you when they return from Maui that the next couple weeks are concerning because of just the fatigue factor. So I think to be able to get back, and I thought we did some good things at Duke, but obviously not good enough. I thought we did some good things here today. We need to get rest, and obviously it's nice to get a win heading into to the Rutgers game.
With that fatigue, how much does maybe some of that play into? You were able to sit some guys, and I know yeah. when you win the way that you do, you're probably going to do that anyway, but like Justice only playing 17 minutes and Ice 24, like was that product of the game? Was that fatigue? Was some of those?
It was a little both. Yeah, it was a little, probably the combinations of both, and wanting to see our young guys play and get some game experience. You know, I think that was as important as anything.
In that second half, they're hanging around as a 10-point game, and then Zed got like three straight offensive rebounds. And it seemed like from there, offensively, you're able to pull away. Defensively, you locked in a little bit better. Did that stretch of him hitting the glass spark
Zed
a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've said, I think when Zed's playing hard, I think he's maybe the best rebound, offensive rebounding big, or one of the best. He's a top five offensive rebounding big in the country when he's really playing hard. I mean, he's really good at it when he's playing hard. So those were important for us.
Felix's activity there late in the second half, 10 points, I think, all in the second half, 12 rebounds as well. Was that a positive thing to see?
Yeah.
And also the four freshmen all in double figures today as well. How important was that?
Good. Yeah, really good. Good just to see them play. You know, sometimes guys will play, you know, these kind of minutes. Sometimes they won't play these kind of minutes. So when they have these minutes in front of them, they obviously got to kind of continue to grow and get better. You know, I think Felix is rebounding. His defense and his defensive awareness in the post has to get better and grow. But he's a really willing learner. He's a great listener. He wants to get better. He just, you know, listen, he's a freshman big. We're going to see ups and downs with him all year, but it was good to see him have some success.
With Felix, I think he set career highs in points, rebounds, steals, several stats, but it takes more than just being tall to be a good
yeah.
rebounder. So at this stage of his career, what makes him such a good rebounder and shot blocker?
I think he has a chance to be a really good rebounder, because his hands are pretty good, but really the biggest thing is his motor. His motor is really good. And again, it was good to see. I mean, he guarded a good, St. Francis is a good big guy, and they do a good job of getting him the ball in post situations. So on top of that, he got some good experience guarding a good post player. So that was good.
And there was a stretch with Bryce in the, I want to say it was early in the second half, where he had the missed dunk and then the foul, and at the other end he got scored on. Is that just going to be kind of part of the learning curve with him? I know with the minutes going up and down for him, is that just going to be you know, part of the curve, the give and take?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think it's all part of growing. Yeah, I think he had the end of the first half, maybe he had a wide open dunk.
Yeah, it was either end of the first
yeah.
half or early second.
Yeah, like it's all part of. You know, he did a great job shot faking, attacking the rim. It's, you know, playing through those mistakes is critical. I just, biggest thing, I don't want it to affect the other end and his focus and attention to detail on the other end. I think he had some good moments today with that. And then moments that we can grow from.
In the first half, how much can you attribute that to, yes, you're in Maui, you're playing in that atmosphere, you're playing at Duke, you come back and it's a noon game at home. The crowd isn't as into it as those
yeah.
other games. And nothing against the crowd, but
yeah,
it's
right.
just a different atmosphere.
Yeah. It is a different atmosphere. Yeah, Maui, to your point, was a terrific atmosphere. I mean, playing in that thing, small was, and obviously I think Adam, you were there. I'm not sure if anybody else was there, but it's a terrific environment. And then obviously Duke was a terrific environment, high-level game, down to the last 4 minutes. But, you know, you try to not, you know, excuses are the tools for the incompetence. You try not to make as many as possible. And I think there was potentially some fatigue, but I think more than anything, it was we just didn't play to the effort level that this was requiring of us in the first half.
And Bruce is seemed to be a guy that, despite being a freshman, has been just pretty steady. Hasn't been crazy ups, but there haven't been much downs either. How important is that, especially from the point guard position, to have a guy that can do that as a freshman and kind of lead your team that way?
Really, really important. He's steady is a great way of putting it. He is really steady. I mean, just really mature and steady, makes good decision. He's shooting it like we saw him shoot it all summer, where he's going to make probably more, he's going to make more open threes than he's going to miss. We've seen that all summer with him, all based on his shooting numbers, and then he's just really good. He's a really good decision maker.
Coach, you had stopped Josh Cohen and Maxwell Lamb at the end of the game. I'm just curious, was there anything that you said to them? Or?
I just told them both were good players. They both had 12 at half, and Rob does a great job putting them in tough spots. I thought running those guys off of screening actions, I just had a lot of respect for how both those guys played and competed and wished them well on the season. You know, anytime you're playing somebody and you beat them, when they have a good season, it helps you guys too. So I certainly, and I like Rob, but they just, they had a really a strong first half effort. That's what I said to them.
Coach, when, you know, we're through seven games of the season, now Big Ten play is here.
Seven or eight?
Eight, including this.
Okay, sorry.
Where do you think your team is? I mean, do you feel ready for Big Ten?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I think like everybody, it's December. We're work in progress. You know, I've said that most years, but there are some years where we were less a work in progress than what we are this year. Our third year, I think we were just knew a little bit more. This year, we're just more to that point. But I think I've seen some good things that give us some real excitement about what we can grow into here in a couple of months. It's such a long season.
When you talk about being a work in progress, how interesting is it when you're on the bench to watch every game seemingly be a little different as you learn more with these guys?
Yeah, it's. I think every game is a learning experience for us. So, you know, we had a lead, we lost it, got cut to eight, and then I think six in the second half. That's a really good experience for us. So I think all these things are just really important for our guys, and we can learn from the good and the bad. And there was a lot of both in this game.
Obviously, stats don't say everything, but when you go from having three threes against Duke to knocking down 13 today, how nice is it to sometimes just see the ball go to the basket?
It was really good. Part of the Duke situation was just how they were playing. They were really extended defensively, so they don't let you shoot a lot of threes. So some of that was more byproduct of how teams play defensively versus us. We're always going to shoot threes. We always have. But I think a lot of that with Duke was just we didn't shoot as many because of how they were playing.
Coach, I had the pleasure of seeing Tanner play at Wright State the last few years. How's he coming along for you guys?
He's coming. He's growing. You know, I think it's been a learning experience for him. And a growth experience. You know, in some ways, it's almost like a freshman. You take a jump in level. Good thing is we've got 2 years with him, and I think he'll continue to grow and get better. But it's definitely, you know, it's just a much different level. And you see that every day. But he's a great kid and wants to get better.
Coach, you've talked multiple times about how you've just been stressing rebounding and practicing that. And at halftime, you guys were actually tied 15 each at rebounds. But, you know, to end the game, you guys out-rebounded them 47-25. What did you tell your team in the locker room that, you know, they needed to work on? And then what else did you see in the second half that they still need to work on?
It was more the conversation was pretty singularly focused at halftime. It was just effort and playing the right way.
Gotcha.
So we did touch on rebounding, but it was more focused on that.
And then how is Eugene doing? Is he still dealing with concussion, and how's his progress?
Yeah, I think I might have said last week. I'll let you know. As of now, he's out and kind of indefinitely, and we'll let you know if something changes.
Wanted to follow on Tanner. Like a guy like him, a guy like Roddy, who they've struggled in these last four high major games, to have a game like this where they can maybe get their feet under them a little bit. How much of the things you take away, the positives for this, that they were able to see the ball go in and make some plays to maybe rebuild? I don't know if confidence is the right word, but they didn't give you as much in these last couple of games.
Yeah, we need that. I think we're going to need, and I think in Roddy's case, Adam, it could be just a defensive presence that he can provide. You saw him recover on that play and make a block on that play. He's really got defensive ability and talent. Offensively, he's not quite there yet as a freshman. It's going to take time for him. So I don't want to expect, you know, that he's going to be a double-figure scorer for us, because I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think Tanner has to just continue to grow, figure out how we want to do things, but I think he's a work in progress too. But it was good for those guys just to see them play and them see the ball go through.
I did want to ask you specifically about that play that Roddy made defensively. What do you see from a freshman in that moment that enables him to make that kind of play? Does he do that kind of stuff in practice?
Yeah, he's a two-way player. His just defense is ahead of his offense right now, and that's fine. We need his defensive presence. And he's not a bad offensive player. It's just he's still reading the game. Stuff is fast. You saw the Duke play where he had it transition and turned it over. So, but man, is he he's a really good kid, and I think he's only going to get better in front of our eyes. I think we'll see with Roddy if he has the right mindset. I really think we'll see growth in him come February. You know, I really believe that.
Felix had mentioned that he likes shooting threes more than dunking. He said he was kind of tired of dunking. Would you rather him shoot more threes?
It's a nice problem to have. Nice problem to have, to be tired of dunking. I'm not tired of watching him dunk. I want to make sure that's clear. I'm not tired of watching him dunk at all, especially his rim threat's really important for us. Listen, I do believe at some point in his career, he's definitely going to shoot the ball from the perimeter for us. Mid-range, at some point, that's not necessarily what he needs to do with this team right now. But I know he enjoyed that moment.
Also want to tell you, Kansas State just scored another touchdown.
Did they really?
21-10.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Thanks.